The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com. Call Midas Resources today to protect your future at 1-800-686-2237.
I'm George Russell, filling in for Kate Delaney. Thank her for picking me, or asking me anyway, if I'd like to fill in. I always like to get some airtime outside of my regular broadcast area. My Twitter handle is Mr. Talk Radio. She'll be back on Wednesday. You have to forgive me because you're used to her being so prompt on her show for the timing, 12 to 4, 9 in L.A. So I'm all mixed up because I do morning drive 6 to 9. Nonetheless, we'll get through it. I know it's difficult when you listen to a female voice day in and day out. You have a male, so if you can put up with me, I'd appreciate that. I'm sure you'll find some fun, and we've had some great chat already. I have a guest I'd like to talk to you. We can get into some financial stuff, and then just, you know, what's going on with the world. His name is Dan McGrath. He's an author of a book. What's the name of your book, Dan?
The book is titled What You Don't Know About Retirement Will Hurt You.
And I want to know what made you decide to write that, first of all.
Well, in a previous life, I used to be a person that traveled around the country and spoke to financial professionals, explaining to them how they should be investing their clients' money. So I thought I was pretty good at retirement, pretty good at the conversation of financial planning, Wall Street, and everything.
For the everyday person out there that knows nothing about this type of stuff when it comes to financial investment, it kind of sounds like the market's oversaturated by this type of stuff, and there's more financial advisors out there than there are lawyers. No, maybe close. There's got to be close.
Well, funny you say that. If you take a look at the licensing of financial advisors and insurance professionals, there's over a million people that are prepared to, or at least licensed to be able to give you financial advice.
Yeah, and then you don't even know where to turn.
No. And that's what.
And the bigger corporations that have the money to advertise more, they're on TV.
Yes, and those are the people that's where they go. That's where people go.
Well,
it's easy for them. And that's ultimately how the book came about, is I thought I was good. My mother turned 65 and didn't know what to do when she retired, went on Medicare, and asked me some questions, and I couldn't answer them. I blew her off. I said, it's not what I do. And comes to find out, about a few months later after she turned 65, she had to have some teeth pulled, and it's not covered by Medicare. I didn't know that at the time, and it cost her about $12,000. My sister went ballistic as a nurse and said, you know, this is the problem. The financial industry, you tell people, you give people financial advice, retirement advice all the time, and you never actually tell them what retirement's going to be like. Yes, you're going to retire and enjoy life for the first 5, 10, 15 years, but eventually people get sick. Well, don't you help them plan for that? And I didn't have an answer. And she says, you're the problem. You are the reason why people have, towards the end of life, have a miserable time. It's your fault.
But not only that, they don't have any money.
And that's what the book is all about.
One of the biggest scares that people have been talking about, whether it's going to come to pass or not, is that we're not going to have Social Security.
I inform people that anybody that's telling you that, you should run away from them. That's a complete fallacy on whoever is telling you that. They're just telling me one thing, or anybody that actually happens to know a little bit about health costs. Social Security is going to be more than fine.
As far as you being able to receive what you've put in?
Well, no. You're not going to actually receive your Social Security check as you've been told. So if you are meeting with a financial advisor and they are speaking to you about Social Security, and they're doing the best job they possibly can, I'm not bashing anybody out there. The problem is there's not a lot of attention being put on the conversation of health costs. So what people have to realize is two specific things. And once again, it's in the book, What You Don't Know About Retirement Will Hurt You. The first thing is, in order for you to be able to collect Social Security, you have no choice. You have to enroll into Medicare when eligible. You have no choice. If you do not, you forfeit all Social Security, all current, future, and past benefits. And that means if you were already collecting Social Security, didn't enroll in a Medicare because you didn't want to, they basically, or shouldn't say basically, the federal government, the IRS, takes the money back. By the way, if you still want to fight and not pay, well, that just gets carried over to your children, and they just garnish your children's Social Security wages.
It always just seems like it's just, you know, downhill, downhill, downhill. I am George Russell, filling in for Kate Delaney, America Tonight. That's the program you are listening to. She'll be back in a couple of days, and I thank her for asking me to do this. Dan McGrath is an author. What you don't know about retirement will what?
Will hurt you.
Yeah, will hurt you. Where can I get that book?
You can pick that up on Amazon, also in Barnes & Noble online. So it's at Amazon.com and also BarnesandNoble.com. Just search what you don't know about
retirement.
Are you
doing anything now when it comes to helping people with financial, retirement or what I'm going to do and what I'm not going to do?
Yeah, we've got a couple things going on. The first thing that I did is designed a company called Jester Financial Technologies, and what that does is it shows people what their costs of their health are going to be. And you can find that at www.
So you pay attention to a lot of the health stuff.
I'm considered to be the leading expert in the nation on the subject.
Okay, now did you get to see what went on today with the Supreme Court?
With the Hobby Lobby. Yes, I did.
Yeah, Hobby Lobby.
Good and bad. Good and bad. The reason being is they allowed, I think it's fantastic that corporations do not have to pay for someone's contraception.
No, it's a big thing. I don't think that they should even be involved in anybody's personal life like that.
Well, there's the whole opening that, and this is going, and I hope I'm not going down an avenue that listeners don't want to hear, but when we start talking about paying for contraception, believe it or not, you're actually now opening Pandora's box to paying for abortions.
Yeah, well, that's what some people are saying. That's what Hobby Lobby exactly said straight up.
But now the other problem on the other side of the equation, and I forgot the Supreme Court justice who made the
Samuel
comment.
Samuel Alito.
Well, no, on the other side, the opposing
side. Okay.
Because of the situation of religion.
Ruth?
No, was
Ginsburg?
It may have been her. Her comment was, and I agree with her, is we've allowed religion
That's her.
Into the
justice
conversation.
Justice Bader Ginsburg.
So now the problem with allowing religion in, how much leeway does that give to corporations?
Sticky stuff.
But, once again, as you pointed out, do we really think we should be in the private life of individuals?
No. Okay, let me just throw some oddball things in there then.
Sure.
So if we're going to let the corporations do that, then they should pay for people that develop lung cancer that decide to smoke.
That's one of the reasons why 4 or 5, maybe 6 years ago, Scott's Lawn Furniture, Lawn Fertilizer was basically getting rid of people that were smoking, employees that were smoking. So, yeah. It doesn't stop. It's a twisted site, but one of the things that people are not paying attention to is actually what the Affordable Care Act allows corporations to do.
Right. And that's what you've been studying.
Yes.
What do you think this is going to do to this whole Affordable Care Act? This is going to change it. Do they have to go back to the drawing board or anything? I don't know what they're going to have to do now.
Well, in the grand scheme of things, they don't really have to do much because if someone was to...
They could just take that out.
Well, don't even take it out. If someone was to actually read the law, which I know it, a lot of people haven't done. I know we had to pass it before we could read it. On a certain specific page, 135, it explains that employers just don't have to even provide health insurance. If they provide health insurance to one employee, have it be an executive, a board member, have it be the janitor, they have to provide health insurance to every single person the same plan or be penalized.
And how many employees does a company have to have before they start to do that?
51. That's now the definition. At the time it was open, and now,
yeah, so
now 51 employees. So now companies, if they just so choose to
not... So what's a company do that's not bringing in enough money to pay for all that?
They just don't supply health and benefits
to anyone. No, they keep 50 employees.
If they want to stay under... But now here's the problem. If they still want to keep health benefits, say they go over.
Hold on.
Yes.
I'm going to save that for the next product. I'm going to take a break. I'm George Russell filling in for Kate Delaney, America Tonight. We're going to take a quick break.
Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado, and to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment frequent basis, but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Hi, John Huebner from Midas Resources. Are you tired of watching your hard-earned assets dwindle away? As government spending is out of hand and the Federal Reserve is creating in excess of $20 billion a week, are you tired of stockbrokers gambling away your hard-earned money? Is this market a setup for a crash greater than 1987? Too many of today's policies resemble those that led to the collapse of 1929. This is John Huebner, and that was me in 2007. And we all know what happened when the subprime credit bubble burst. By March 2009, the dollar lost 50% of its value. The entire U.S. banking system was on the verge of collapsing. Like all financial problems of the past, is history about to repeat itself? Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129, before it's too late to protect yourself. Will the oncoming catastrophe take all private IRAs, 401ks with it? There is a way to protect your hard-earned assets. Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129.
A sudden change in the wind. The day grows dark as ominous clouds move in and lightning begins to carve arcs in the sky. And you realize you are not prepared.
I'm telling you, yes, take cover.
The number of intense storms is increasing exponentially in the U.S. Tornadoes, hurricanes, flooding, and droughts are happening with greater magnitude and frequency. If you are choosing to rely on the government to save you,
and no one's coming to help them,
you could be dead wrong. The first step towards self-reliance in the face of disaster is a visit to My Patriot Supply. There you'll find the absolute best prices on storable foods, non-GMO seeds, emergency water filtration devices, and so much more. All orders over $49 qualify for free shipping in the lower 48. Visit us online or call 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. And speak to one of our preparedness advisors today. Remember, before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
George, filling in for Kate Delaney, America Tonight. She's in California. She'll be back Thursday morning, and I'm with you for the next couple of days. Thank you so much for hanging out with me for a little bit as we mentally stimulate you. My Twitter handle is Mr. Talk Radio. My website is MrTalkRadio.us. Dan McGrath, he's an author. He's also the host of a radio show called Eyes and Ears Open, having a little chat with me, teaching me. As he's teaching, hey, at some point in life, folks, you're going to have to go through these questions. I know you put it off all the time. I'm one who doesn't think about retirement that often because I have nothing to retire with. So it's like, well, you know, we're going to deal with this when this time comes. Did I pay into Social Security my whole life? It's probably going to be what I'm receiving back or whatever I got to do with it. I have not thought about health care, although I have to, I'm mandated by the government to get it, which I was back in February. and of course, because, you know, it's not a big deal. I haven't had many health issues, thank God, up to this point. I know, you know, hey, that doesn't mean that tomorrow's not going to be different. Got to be the biggest concern for people in their 70s and 80s, I'd say, Dan, huh? That's what prompted you all off was your mom.
It ends up becoming a concern to people as they get closer and closer to retirement because they start thinking more and more about it. Or what's starting to happen, especially in certain parts of the country, as parents get older, what ends up happening is the children start to wake up to their own immortality. So if you're, say, 45, 50 years old, your parents are in their 70s, 80s, and they start having a health scare, you start realizing, because you're the one that they become dependent on, what is actually going to happen. Mm. And you become extremely aware of, well, just how expensive it really is and just how little information is out there.
What about if, for instance, the biggest thing for anybody in life is to have to tell their parents they got to move out of their house and go into a care facility, you know? That stuff's not cheap, man.
It's not cheap, and you have to realize that there are a couple new rules that are out. They shouldn't say new rules, but there are a couple rules that have been tweaked because of the Affordable Care Act that your parents' bill is going to be passed on to you.
That's hard.
Yeah. It's already happening. It's happened to Eldon and Linda Lindenkamp of North Dakota. It's happened to John Pittis in Pennsylvania. It's happened. It's starting to happen. The Washington Post did a whole thing on Social Security being garnished, your parents' Social Security overage, or they were paid too much. It's being garnished from the children's Social Security now. So it's the bill's being passed. The buck's being passed.
I don't know what it wants to do, and if you think about it. And, of course, you know, they go under some other pressure, too. They're constantly being panicked by articles in the paper and headlines about that whole thing about Social Security going away, and we're not going to have money to take care of you. There's other people out there that are monopolizing on that by making advertisements for Bullstein that nobody else has to sell these people.
Well, it's ultimately because there's so little information being brought to the forefront that people don't understand what's really going on. So, Social Security, it's not going bankrupt. That doesn't mean you're not going to receive it, or you are going to receive it, because the simple fact is that your health costs, your Medicare premiums that you have to have in order to even collect Social Security, are automatically deducted from your Social Security check. This has been a rule since 1993, and there isn't one financial firm, with the exception of my firm, Jester Financial Technologies, and another firm I created by the name of the Parapet Group. There's no one addressing this at all. There's not a single person. Now, here's the bigger problem. Your Medicare premiums are determined by how much income you have in retirement. So the more you saved prior to retirement, when you start,
the more you're going to get whacked.
The more you're going to get whacked. They're just going to take it.
So hide it.
And that's what we do. That's what the book is about. What you don't know about retirement will hurt you. That's what Jester Financial is about.
It's illegal.
Everything's legal. Because believe it or not, they're the simplest things that I tell people.
They're going to find you. They're going to find that money.
Here is the easiest way to solve one of the biggest problems you're going to face for a good portion of your life, because you're not going to be if you retire at the age of 70 and you live till age 85, 15 years of not working. It's a pretty long time. As an adult, 15 years of not working is a pretty long time. The easiest way to hide your assets, here it is. Everyone that has a 401k through an employer, stop putting money in your traditional 401k. Place the money into what's called a Roth 401k. Done. Finished.
What's the difference for the people out there that have no idea what you're talking about?
Okay, so a traditional 401k, you take money out of, let's say you're making $1,000 a week. You want to put $100 into your traditional IRA. So now they take $100 out. So now your income is only $900. You're taxed on that $900, and that $100 gets invested. This is a traditional 401k or traditional IRA. As that money grows, when you take it out, after you qualify, you have to be 59 and a half and older, and it has to be invested for 5 years. So once you reach retirement, you take the money out. Well, you're taxed as regular income on that, because you didn't pay income
originally.
That's
a big hit if it's a lot of money.
So now people say, well, I'm going to be in a lower tax bracket later on. And then my reaction is, and when I speak at seminars, I tend to find the oldest woman in the room, and I ask her one simple question. What do you do? And there's usually silence and people, what do you mean? Well, you're pregnant, correct? And then she'll laugh and say, I'm 85 years old. I can't have kids. Well, if you can't have children, how are you going to have a lower tax bracket when you're later on? How are you going to have the write-off? And then I'll look at a couple that are in their 70s or 80s, and I'll say, well, I just ask if you purchased a brand new home for $500,000, $600,000? Well, no, we paid off our house. Oh, so you don't have that mortgage deduction rate. So how are you going to be in a lower tax bracket later on?
They think that they're going to be in a lower tax bracket because of the money that they're bringing out of their 401k at a lower bracket.
But it won't. But they're not going to be at a lower income bracket because they don't have the write-offs. In fact, they're going to be they're most likely going to be in the same tax bracket that they are today, or for now, projected forward, those that are saving for retirement, they are in fact going to most likely be in a higher tax bracket in retirement.
Dan McGrath, author. What You Don't Know About Retirement Can Hurt You. He's also a talk radio show host for Eyes and Ears Open. And I am George Russell, filling in for Kate Delaney. Thank you for being with me for a little bit. She will be back on Thursday morning. Okay, so that's the traditional 401k.
the Roth IRA or the Roth 401k, here's the problem with it. Same $1,000, you want to invest $100. The federal government will, in the state that you happen to be living in, if there's an income tax, there will be a tax of that $1,000. You'll be taxed, and then you'll take the $100 after being taxed. You'll place it into a Roth.
Right, so it's either get me now or get me later.
But now here's the beauty of get me now and I later. Let's say you put in $1 into your traditional, I'm sorry, into your Roth 401k, and it grows to $1 million. Take out $1 million. It's free. It's tax-free. Doesn't count to the IRS, and more importantly,
you've already paid the tax.
And it doesn't count towards your Medicare premiums.
Do companies allow you to switch your 401k to a Roth 401k?
Right now.
And explain to me for a minute whether the Roth 401k, is that just one certain company, the company's name is Roth, or this is a type of...
It's just a type. It's a type.
So you can get that through your financial...
You can get that through if you're going through your employer. So if you're contributing to your 401k through an employer, your employer should have a Roth provision. Now, here's the funny part. If the employer does not have a Roth provision, they are actually not meeting what's called the fiduciary standard of
watch out for those
giving retirement advice. Well, here's the problem. If this, as this pans out and as people start getting impacted by health costs, and you're going to see employees turn around and say, why didn't anyone tell me any of this information? The federal government, and they're not hiding it. They're telling us every day. Health costs are a major problem. There's issues with Medicare, Social Security. They're telling us every day. They're going to be able to actually go back to the employers and force the employers to make their employees whole. They're going to be regulated into helping them pay for their health care. This is a major problem, and nobody wants to talk about it.
Now, we're talking about putting money away for your retirement. You're also, what I'm getting from you is that retirement money is also going to have to be used for your health care.
You have no other choice, yeah.
Well, I don't see how people can make it.
They can't. And that's a bigger problem. And now, here's the thing. I tell people it's really not that difficult to solve. If you want to get off the grid, as I said, the first part is a Roth. Place money in a Roth. Let that grow. Simply, depending on your age, you want to look at instruments like whole life insurance or an index universal life policy. Not expensive, $3,000 to $5,000 per person. Then when you get towards retirement, you want to take a look at a chunk of money that you may have saved and throw it towards some form of annuity.
We'll talk about that when we come back from the break and explain to us how we can help you out with insurances. I am George filling in for Kate Delaney. Danny McGrath is with me. We're having a little chat. I hope you're enjoying the evening. Your evening is going well. Beautiful weather up here in the Northeast. My Twitter handle is Mr. Talk Radio and the website MrTalkRadio.us. I'd like to thank Kate Delaney for asking me to do this. I enjoy it. I always still have to do a 3-hour show after the show, but one of us. It is show business, is it not? Take a quick break. Come back.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Great minds think alike. The network for the independent minded. The Genesis Communications Network. GCN.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy mix, Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Learning Hour. While Kate Delaney's away, I'm George, filling in for her. George Russell is my name, and I'm talk radio show host Morning Drive in New Hampshire, Monday through Friday. Mr. Talk Radio is my Twitter handle, and it's mrtalkradio.us. Dan McGrath, the author of Eyes, he's the host of Eyes and Ears Open, and he's the author of What You Don't Know About Retirement Can Hurt You, joining me here. Now, before we went to the break, we were talking a little bit about You Make It Sound Plain and Simple. From even somebody working 40 years putting into a who works at the same company today for 40 years? First of all, okay.
Congress.
You're right. And they're not supposed to.
Sorry.
Right.
Sorry.
I don't. But then again, they're not the people that have to worry about their retirement.
No, they're right? They're special people.
Or their kids.
Pretty much, they're special people.
But for the rest of us out there, you know, maybe I'm 50. Or be 51 if I make it in September. But
you're in fantastic shape.
Yeah, you don't can't see the inside. It's like a bed that has beautiful. what do you call those things?
Comforters.
Yeah, beautiful comforter. I take the comforter off and the sheets are a mess. So from just a little speaking with you, of course I don't want to shock anybody, but it is maybe just a moment out of your life to start to think about some things you might not think of, and that is. Even with putting in for a 401k, if you've changed jobs over the last 25, 30 years, maybe you've changed it quite a few times, getting it out, whether most of us understood about a rule. I don't think it a lot of times when they hit you in your 20s, 30s, and your company's just making you sit down to these meetings, do it, you're not paying much attention.
Most people are not.
Right. You're one of the wizards that does do that. But a lot of people don't. They put their money in. Most of them have probably been traditional 401ks.
Oh, without only 11% of the U.S. population has ever factored or ever put in money into a Roth
401k. So you've got to be 5 years out of your job or whatever, working, if you want to recover that money, or be 59 and a half years old.
So, no, you have to have invested. You had to have had this account open for five years and then 59
okay,
and a half.
Okay, but, you know, 5 years and you're putting $25 away, you know, okay, it might last you 2 months when you get out.
If that.
So for those that put in for quite a while here and are going to be taxed, they're going to be pretty upset when they take that money out. And now that has to pay for your food. That has to pay for your rent. That's got to pay for your electricity, your phone, your heating bills. And the biggest thing is that we all know we're getting older. And if you haven't gone to the doctor now, you will go to the doctor. I just don't see how this adds up. I don't see how it adds up at all.
It actually really doesn't add up. That's the problem. And now with Social Security is ultimately... If you go to...
Okay, you got the two of them. I forgot to include that income.
So now, social, but it's not going to...
You're taxed on that?
You're taxed on that. So here's the fun part. So not only are you taxed on Social Security because right now your 401k income, the money you're taking out of your 401k, is deemed as income, so now you're in a higher tax bracket than before. So now your Social Security benefit, at least 85% of it, will be taxed, and that'll be automatically deducted.
How do you find out what you're going to be getting back from Social Security anyway?
You can actually go to Social Security. Just go to socialsecurity.gov and look up their Quick Cal. It's a quick calculator. It's a fantastic tool. I'm on the record of stating.
I might do it live on the air. I won't tell you the figure right now, but I think I want to do it.
Our federal government.
What's the website?
Socialsecurity.gov.
Wow, pretty hard one.
Yep. It's a long one. And here's the beauty of what they're doing. They are being extremely transparent when it comes to this.
Okay,
they're not hiding anything.
Where are we here? Retirement estimator. Right?
Yeah, you can do that. You're looking for quick calculator. You should just Google Social Security quick calculator.
Hang on a minute here. You cannot use retirement estimator if you blocked access to your personal information. Well, come on now. What, are you going to go retrieve it out of my without me putting it in?
Probably.
Oh, they're going to ask me for everything over here.
Well, that's why you go to Quick Calculator, because now, so if you do that full thing on Social Security, they know how many beds you had or how many bedrooms you had in your house as a child. It's pretty freaky what they can ask.
Yeah. Well, you know, I don't want to do that. Not that they don't know anything already. There it is right there. It's SSA.gov. There it is right here. Let's see. Enter your date of birth. I'm gonna mess with this right now. How's that? 9/12/1925. See if they can't figure this out for me. Let me see. Enter earnings in the current year.
Yeah, just how much? How much did you make this year?
Okay, $260,000.
That's fantastic. As a radio host, this is the greatest job on earth.
Yeah, there's only a few people that make that. They're not even worth it. If you entered zero, we assume you're now retired. Enter the last year in which you had covered earnings.
So don't worry about that, because you're still working.
Okay, so you don't do anything like that. Oh. If you have decided upon a retirement date, ooh, I could do that now. When can you retire?
You can't collect Social Security until you are 62 years old. So you
okay, 162.
Yes.
January 1st, 1962.
You still have to be 62 years old or the year.
Oh, okay. So I'd have to go 0962.
Yes.
09-1962. Here we go. Today's dollar or in future?
You want to do inflated dollars.
Oh, that's going to be worth nothing.
No, you'd be shocked.
They're going to pay me in rupees.
Well, it's unfortunately the price of gas will be skyrocketing. How much are they paying you? About 30?
Okay. You selected the future retirement date option, yep. But you went to the... A past month. Oh, I put 62. Dummy.
No, it's just a month. You got to make sure that you're...
Well, what is it? You got to do the math for me. I'm 51, so figure it out. 50, there's 12 years right there, right? 14 years. All right? I can do it in 14 years. How old do you got to be?
62.
62. Okay, so 12 years from now, which is...
26.
Yeah. 2026.
So put in 09-2026. You get it.
All right. Here we go. Anybody could do it. Assuming earnings from 81 to 2025, credits is... Wait a minute. I don't have enough credits.
What do you mean?
It says is insufficient to receive benefits at 62. Wow, that's pretty... Hey, wait a minute. I'm already whacked his gong off the table. Assumed earnings from 1981 through 1925.
To 2025. Yeah, you should easily have enough credits. You have to have 40 credits. You must be missing something that I can't see.
Oh, I made a mistake.
You
I made a mistake and they cut to current earnings.
That's what I wanted to hear. Okay.
Because
like I said, they're doing a fantastic job on telling us exactly what's going to happen.
Yeah, well, because they're using inflated future dollars.
Yes.
Oh, not bad. I could live off that. Without any health issues.
So now that's what you think you're being... All right, so that number you're being told...
This is 12 years off and I have no idea.
So you're being told right now that's what you're going to receive.
Yeah, and that is bull.
No, it is. It's probably very factual.
But if it was 12 years from now...
But it doesn't matter. You're still not going to receive it because your Medicare premiums come out of it. So you're not getting that number.
And what's the Medicare premiums?
Right now, it's... Right now it's $8,000 a year per couple, so it's $4,000. So you're looking at $350
a month.
A month. Now it's inflating at 8%. Medicare is inflating at 8%. Plus the president, everyone's telling us it's a huge problem. So it's expected to inflate as high as 14%.
No way. That's half of what they're taking out. That's half the money.
Why you're not going to receive a check. Now, the beauty is Congress...
Then they're going to tax that?
Yes, of course. You're going to get taxed on income you never received. Isn't it awesome?
Well, they figure you're receiving it now.
Well, yes. So now, and here's the beauty. They knew this problem was happening, so they created this law.
Wow, look at that. That kind of like hurts.
Oh, yeah. And just imagine that your health care costs are going to be automatically deducted.
Yeah.
So back in the 80s...
Is that going to cover everything, too? What about major hip surgeries?
No, that's just your premiums.
Oh, no, that's just your premiums.
Yeah, so if you want to actually have to do other things, you're going to have to pay for that out of pocket.
You can't. I'm not going to do anything. You might as well just shoot me.
The
poor people across the country.
Well, that's the problem.
Well, they're just racking up bills.
And unfortunately,
up your kids' bills.
Because what will happen is once you can't afford your Medicare premium anymore, once you're officially tapped out, you'll be placed on what's called Medicaid. And Medicaid has what's called a Recovery Act. That was created in 1993, and this Recovery Act, the states used to have a choice. Do we decide to go after George Russell and collect his money when he's no longer on Medicaid?
Come on.
Or not?
Well, most of them aren't going to be because look at how old you are.
But now here's the problem. Under the Affordable Care Act, any state that accepts the Medicaid expansion, so what's going on in Virginia about that governor is now basically going against all the constituents that don't want the Medicaid expansion, and he's being told this. If you take the Medicaid expansion, you have no choice. You have to recover those assets from the estates and or the children of those states. Please don't take the Medicaid expansion. He's saying, I'm signing it in. I'm taking executive order. We're putting in Medicaid expansion. So once you take that, by federal law, you have to go and recover those assets. If you don't, the federal government shuts down all federal funding to that state.
Dan McGrath just throwing great news on us, bumming out everybody on America Tonight with Kate Delaney. I'm George Ross. Why don't you change my name?
But you can get out of this. It's not hard to fix.
Well, we're going to talk about that when we come back in the next segment.
Because right
now it is nothing but bad news. And the figures that I just did, I'm hurting.
Wow.
And that's not including anything that may happen. All right, that's the biggest thing. You know, most people fall down when they're 80 years old.
Oh, yeah.
They're going to get a new hip, and that hip is not cheap.
No, it's not.
And on top of it, you've got bills, and who's going to be able to afford anything? Well, we're going to find out when we come right back in America Tonight. I'm George Russell, filling in for Kate Delaney tonight, which is this morning, and tomorrow morning, she'll be back for Thursday morning. She's in California doing some teaching. I appreciate her asking for me to fit on in here, and hopefully you're having a good night, and you're learning something. But now we're going to find out when we come back how to get out of this nightmare, according to the rules that I just put in there. I'm going to have to work till I'm 72. So that's why people are working longer now, too. We'll talk with Dan McGrath about that in just a little bit. Author of What You Don't Know About Retirement Can Hurt You. You can get it at Amazon. We'll take a quick break. And we'll continue to do that.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Whoa! This is big!
Not just big, it's the Freeze Dry Guys Giant Factory Authorized Sale. This month, save 30 to 45% off on number 10 cans of high-quality Mountain House freeze-dried foods from the Freeze Dry Guy. Factory fresh stock just arrived, so now is the time to stock up with the finest, best-tasting, longest-proven shelf-life foods in the industry at giant savings of 30 to 45% off. But hurry, supplies are limited to only the stock we have on hand. Call 866-404-3663. Free shipping to the lower 48 states. Click freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com. Hurry, the Giant Factory authorized Mountain House sale is going on now, only from the Freeze Dry Guy. The finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
You learn something new every day. Sometimes it's just like when somebody tells you a joke that you've been listening to for 10, 12, 13 years, and you get it all of a sudden one day you walk down the street, you go through that joke in your mind, you start laughing as you finally get it. Well, hopefully tonight, when I'm filming in, my name is George Russell, filming in for Kate Delaney. Mr. McGrath is in there, you know something you've heard 100 times, but it's something you know, it's something you start there. Discussed everything from social security to your 401k, Tom's going to be out there, going to be trying to make all the ends meet and what they're going to be doing with Medicaid and Medicare, and if you're into your fourth grade mathematics, we're all done. You say there's a way out.
Of course there's a way. We've already talked.
The only way out is money.
Well, it's taking the money that you're saving.
How many people are working later? How many people can't retire at 62?
Well, the other problem that's starting to happen is those that are getting older, they're being laid off because right now, until the fourth year, they become a big liability on the corporation's overall health care. So that means health costs go up throughout the plan because your employees
are... Okay, so then here's the other side. You get more bad news. People are getting laid off and taking on their jobs at 53, 54 years old. They've got to wait all that time because it's hard for them to get into the job.
Not only do they have to wait all that time, the federal government still forces them into having to have health insurance. And if they don't have health insurance, that means they automatically qualify in order to get onto the exchange. This is the beauty. Whoever put this together is arguably the smartest person to ever walk the face of the earth. They're a genius, and it all comes down to one person. So now think of this. You have to have health insurance. As you get older, you lose your job. You can't get onto Medicare until you're 65. So now you have no income coming in, but you have plenty of assets. under the new Medicaid expansion law, Medicaid expansion law, Medicaid used to have two qualifications, meaning you couldn't have any income and you couldn't have any assets. They wiped that out. You can now have as many assets as you want, you just can't have any income. So now you're 55 years old, you have no choice, you have to go on to, you have to get health insurance or they're going to penalize you. In order to go through the exchange, you have to qualify, so you have to prove that you can't get health insurance through an employer, you have to prove that you're not 65 or older and go on Medicare, you have to prove that you're not a vet and you can't go into the VA, and you have to prove that you have no money. So once you show that you have no money, you're now qualified automatically for Medicaid. So those people that you're hearing stories of, hey, I signed up to the Affordable Care Act and my premium's never been lower, I'm paying nothing. Well, unfortunately, those people, what they don't get is they're on Medicaid. So now when they turn 65, they automatically qualify for Medicare. They come off of Medicaid, and guess what the federal government says? Got to pay me. That's a Recovery Act.
No, they're going to make you pay.
They're going to make it pay, right? And they're going to take it right out of the Social Security check right away. Here you go.
All those years.
Yep, from 55 to 65, those 10 years.
How many people do you think know that?
Nobody. And the financial planners refuse, and I am knocking the financial industry right now, because they just refuse to wake up to what is actually, what the federal government is telling you, this is what's going to happen. Why isn't anyone helping you plan for it?
Because nobody's read it.
No. No, I happen to, I'm now right on my 11th reading of it, because my second book will hopefully be out by the end of next month, called What You Don't Know About
People.
Okay,
so we're trying to talk about how to get out of this, because more bad news. I mean, this is just horrid information, man.
Well, it's going to get...
I mean, who wants... You know, 1950, 1960, people will be looking forward to when they were getting to... I can't wait to retire. I mean, yeah. People be walking around on their job saying, I got 10 more years, I got 5 more years, they're counting down the days.
Well, and here's the lie. So, you brought up a really good point. So, people back in the 40s, 50s, 60s... Well, the 50s, 60s... 70s, looking at retirement, getting the watch, blah, blah, blah. What employers used to do is for every employee that they had, they would either take an annuity plan and purchase an annuity and fund that annuity over the course of their employment, or they'd fund a life insurance policy. So when they turned whatever age, 65, and they decided to retire and go on to Medicare, well, they would hand them this life insurance policy or this annuity and say, you're going to get income for the remainder of your life. It's called the pension. Well, come in the mid-70s the late 70s under Jimmy Carter, they opened up what's called the 401k. And what Ronald Reagan did, it was actually genius. Ronald Reagan convinced everybody that you also wanted to add to the 401k. So employers got away from, employers figured out really quick, I don't have to give anybody a pension. I don't have to buy a life insurance policy.
Let them buy their own.
Let them buy their own. I'll give them money to put into the market. So that's why the stock market took off. If it wasn't for Jimmy Carter and Ronald Reagan, the stock market would have never happened. We would have never had that tech growth. So it's genius. But the problem is employers went away from actually purchasing life insurance and annuities for employees. Now they give them, 3% company match? And I sit down with clients and say, that's great. You put money into a 401k, a traditional 401k. You make $100,000 a year. And they gave you a 3% match. Ooh, what did he do? They gave you $3,000. They gave you enough for a cup of coffee at Starbucks a day. And what's it going to do? It's going to cost you your Social Security check later on. Come on. Tell the employer, give me the money and put it into a life insurance policy. Because here's the beauty of life insurance. It's going to grow guaranteed. It can.
Well, this gets a little sticky, doesn't it, Dan, because there's different types of life insurance.
Through the employer, it becomes very simple. It's a whole life insurance policy placed on the employee.
While he works.
So it's owned by the employer. So now, God forbid the employee leaves, the owner has it. He just continues to fund it. When that employee passes away, voila, he gets the money. The company gets the money.
Well, it's almost like your employee's betting on you to die, for goodness sake.
So now I'm going to... Thank you for bringing it up. I'm going to talk about, since sports happens to be a fundamental thing that we do in the United States, rookie football players, are they allowed to drive a motorcycle?
I don't know.
They're not. If they get hurt, if they die basically if they get caught riding a motorcycle, their contract is null and void. The reason being, Most NFL owners, guess what they do with their players? They buy life insurance policies on them. And they fund those life insurance policies.
Because it's cheap.
Because it's cheap. And then when those players pass away, those organizations get back all of that.
But what
money.
Happens if I leave that organization before I die?
They keep it. They still have
it.
Who
has it?
The owner of the company.
But he doesn't make anything on that if I'm not working for you anymore.
You just got to wait till you die. And then once you die, he collects a huge, fat, tax-free life insurance
what?
Benefit.
What are you talking about? These employers are buying life insurance on their employees?
Yeah. That's the hidden gem with inside most sports organizations. That's why they're not reining in the maniacs. They want them to die. I know it sounds tragic, but that's the case.
Radio show host of Eyes and Ears Open, which you're getting a boatload of that today, let me tell you. And the author of What You Don't Know About Retirement Can Hurt You, Dan McGrath, I'm George Russell, just filling in for Kate Delaney, learning along with you about these things. So businesses do that as well.
Well, yes. Now, businesses do it for better reasons. So what you do as a business owner is you're looking at purchasing a life insurance policy or an annuity for your employee. It's called golden handcuffs. So now you inform them of what you're doing and saying, here, if you go for 20 years, 25 years, you stay with me, I'm going to hand you this. And it's going to have a couple $1 million in cash value that's not taxable. It's not recognized by the IRS. It's not recognized by Medicare. By the way, if you want, we'll throw a long-term care rider on it as well, and it's going to pay for you, God forbid, if you need long-term care. So now the employee says, well, okay, if I want to change jobs, I might get paid a little bit more, but think of how much I'm giving up on this end.
In the future.
So now what's also benefits to the employer is, let's say the employee doesn't work out. The employee quits. Okay, well, forget it. I don't want that employee. They still had an insurable interest on the person when they opened it up. They were still benefiting the company. So now they just keep paying, and then when that employee goes to a different firm and eventually dies, the company cashes in that life insurance policy. Colleges do this all the time with funding. They don't want your $1,000 a year that you're going to give them as a college donation. They want you to take out a whole life insurance policy on yourself, make them the owner, make them the beneficiary.
That's crazy.
Because when you pass away, think of what $1,000 in a life insurance policy can give you. If you live for 40 years, you give them 40 grand. If you have a life insurance policy at the age of 40 and you put in 20 grand, you can give them $250,000.
What benefit is it to the employee when the employer gives them the life insurance at the end of their 20 years?
Because there's a cash value inside that life insurance.
And how is that determined?
The cash value grows by the investments that are inside the
insurance. Well, if the guy's only paying $25 a month or something.
Yeah. But then now there's no golden handcuff. The employee knows there's nothing in there. I don't have to stay. So now it gets even better. Let's say the employee, I don't know, tragic accident, happens to lose life. Now the employer has the ability to go to the spouse and give them a little bit of money.
More information. You got a website?
JesterFinancial.com.
Okay, very good. And the book is everything you wanted to know about. What you don't know.
About retirement will hurt.
That's right there at Amazon. Thank you, Dan. You taught me a lot today.
I'm trying.
I'm filling in for Kate Delaney, and I'm George Russell. Good to be with you. Thank you for putting up with me for the last hour. Boy, you just got riveted, did you not? What you think about the future? Is there more reason?
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.